it's always exciting when you get a chance to coach a young player. That's what we love to do as coaches, and you know, I'll be excited to do that this year.
I know you have had a short time to sort of evaluate him, but some of the challenges he faces, lower level football, a lot of shotgun, I think, last year. How have you seen him, just his skills, where he's starting from?
It's pretty similar to most every other rookie quarterback that I've ever had a chance to work with. It takes a while before you can truly see them feel comfortable, because their mind is going so fast that, you know, they have so many things to think about, and there's so many things that they're not 100% on top of yet, that sometimes you can, you know, if you're too quick to judge a younger player like that, you can make a mistake in terms of saying, well, I thought he was this, or he didn't do that. You got to give it some time. You got to give him an opportunity to really get his feet on the ground. And then once he does that, I think then you have an opportunity, you know, in training camp and as training camp goes on, to really kind of see what he looks like in your system. And that really applies to all the rookies, not just the quarterback position.
What have you seen from Tom Brady so far?
same thing that I'm used to seeing. He's in great shape, great condition. Early in the building, you know, he's working really hard. He's been accurate. He's definitely the leader of our group on offense, and he's competing hard. And that's really a great example for the rest of our guys on offense.
Here's a tough question: obviously Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have an incline that goes like that as he comes into the league. Do you still see Tom Brady improving?
Yep.
As a player,
I do. It's hard for me to ever feel like that wouldn't be the case, you know, because anytime that you got a guy that's really focused on working on all of the weaknesses in his game, when there really aren't that many, you can see where there'd be room for growth. And he's definitely been, he listens as good or better than he ever has in terms of taking coaching, working on things that we're trying to get better at. And again, I think that's just a great example for the rest of the guys, and he's certainly shown that he's going to, you know, work on different aspects of his game to try to fix him and make him better.
Last one, can you give me just one instance of something you've seen improve?
I mean, you know, whether it's footwork, you know, where to put our eyes after the snap. I mean, there's so many things and elements at the quarterback position that you can actually get better at. We were moving in the pocket today and then throwing off schedule throws. I mean, that's not necessarily a strength of our quarterbacks in general, but, you know, I think that's something that we've identified that, you know what, it could have helped us a time here, a time there, and we're adamant about trying to make it better.
Speaking of those weaknesses, a lot of guys use private quarterback tutors. What do those coaches do that maybe you guys don't, or that's different?
I have no idea. I don't know, really, and I don't really care. I don't mean that in a negative way. What I'm really focused on is just trying to work with them within our system and our parameters, the time we have with them, and to try to get them better with what we do.
Josh, a lot of people thought you guys might address the tight end situation in the offseason or the draft, and you did bring a couple guys in undrafted, but what was the rationale behind basically standing pat there?
I just know the guys we're coaching and trying to work with, you know what I mean? In terms of those kind of decisions, you have to talk to Bill about those kind of things. I think we got a group out here that we've certainly played with some of the guys that we're working with now. We got a couple young guys that are a little raw, but we're intrigued by some of the things that they're doing. Brian Daboll is doing an exceptional job of working with the position and trying to get some of those young guys caught up to what we're doing. But we have confidence in the guys we have. We've got another guy that's not out here that we that we feel good about, you know, and hopefully he'll be back at some point. And, you know, that's just the way that it goes. Every team goes through this every year. We know that the roster is always in flux, and you never know when somebody could come on or come off the roster. And our job is just to coach the guys we got.
Obviously, speaking of coaching, what are you looking as a coach? What do you look to get out of these OTAs?
I think this is a great opportunity to throw your system at the players and really give them an opportunity to soak in a foundation of what you're doing. You know, you have 12 or 13 practices to give them things so that when they come back to training camp and there's a physical element to the game that gets added, that they're not, their head isn't spinning, they're not thinking too much on the field, and you can go out and really see how well they do the things you're asking them to do.
Obviously, Gronk's a great player, and big difference on the offense. The defenses treat you differently. Is it hard to practice without him and sort of have one offense and then with him have it be different? I mean, how do you deal with that?
We you know, we've been so multiple for so many years that we really don't even consider that an issue. You know, we're working with our tight ends right now, and if he was here, it would be the same, you know, same type of thing. You know, we have groupings where certain players play more and certain players play less. We were kind of a jack of all trades last year, and have done that many times over the course of the last 8 to 10 years here. So our system is broad enough to allow for a player to be, you know, out for a specific period of time, whether that's during the season, training camp, off season. We're really focused on trying to teach our system to our players. Again, there's always new things that you're adding, and we want them to be experienced in before we go to training camp.
Yeah, what kind of initial impressions of Jeremy Gallen?
You know, a good kid, obviously. You know, he's ready to work, excited to be here, and we're excited to see, you know, only a couple days in, but, you know, excited to see him kind of, you know, see how he fits with the rest of our group. You know, he's got some flexibility to himself, and I know he'll work hard, come from the program that he's coming from, and, you know, we'll see how far it goes.
You had three receivers, young receivers, rookies, that were a big part of the offense last year. I know Aaron's not out here, but what do you see year two and sort of their progression and how they're...
They're not rookies. That's pretty quick to see. You can see that right away. I mean, there's so many. We're watching tape. Some of the cut-ups we watch are from last year when they were rookies. And, like, you see some of the mistakes that we make that are great mistakes to make, because as a coach, you see a guy make a mistake, and then that's your opportunity to fix it and make him a better player. And, you know, now we're kind of at – we're not in stage one anymore, you know, and those guys have kind of hit the ground running. They're in good shape, which is really exciting for us. I mean, we're out here running. I mean, we don't stop for a couple hours, and those guys don't ask to come out. They don't need to come out. Their minds have slowed down. They can process a lot of information. We can count on them to do things after the snap. It'll be exciting to see how far we can go with them.
Because Danny Amendola's guy came in last year, a lot of expectations. Had some big games, also inconsistent. How do you see him maybe rebounding from that and working towards having more consistent performance this year?
Well, I think Danny, you know, was very productive for us. You know, he obviously battled through some injuries last year and had to deal with some of those things, but. You know, Danny's not dissimilar to you know, the rookies in terms of the fact that he wasn't here before, you know, and he had an opportunity to get a foundation in the system last offseason and during the course of the year, and now it's his second year. And it'll be exciting to see Danny's growth as well. I mean, I know he's a veteran player, but anytime you're in your second year in a system, you feel more comfortable just by the nature of being here a second year. So we're excited to see what he does.
How glad are you to have Julian Edelman back? What do you think he can do to build on last year too? You know?
Yeah, Julian. I mean, he's certainly a guy that's a leader for us on and off the field. He's a tireless worker and a guy that we can do a lot of things with. He's very unselfish. Doesn't care what we ask of him. He's you know, he's willing to do whatever helps the team. And I think that his presence, the way he works, his ethic, you know, how he studies and prepares for OTAs, for games, for practices, and the way he keeps his body in great condition, I think it's a great example for all of our players on offense and defense to look to and kind of model themselves after.
Are you looking forward to your receivers facing Darrell Revis every day in practice, and that should help, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we I've always felt like we have really good competitive practices with our secondary and our receivers, and certainly Darrell. I mean, coaching against him a number of times, I'm glad he's on our team, you know. You know, but we got a lot of good players that have played a lot of football in that secondary that, you know, certainly are going to make our receivers and our passing game better, hopefully over the course of, you know, 30, 40 practices between now and the start of the season, you know. And Brandon and Kyle and Logan Ryan and, you know, Denard and those guys. I mean, those guys challenge us every day. So it's exciting anytime you add players on the other side of the ball that you know are going to really bring out the best in you. And we got a really good group over there that practices well with our guys. And we should make each other better, hopefully, in the long run.
Because Josh Boyce came in hurt and ended the year hurt, is it fair to even know what he can be as a player, what his potential could be?
Well, I think you know, JB's obviously starting in a situation that's different than last year, like all the rookies are. I think he's, you know, he's came here, he's worked hard, he's really put in the time and the effort to put himself in position to compete and to really put his best performance on the field. And we're not in a hurry to figure all that out. You know, we got a lot of time between now and then, and you know, we just want our guys to go out there and do what they can do, establish a role for themselves by what they do on the field. And he's got an opportunity just like everybody else. So it's exciting, and we're glad he's healthy. He's in good shape. He's out there doing a lot of different things, and you know, we'll see what happens this year.
Tom Brady's entering his 15th season, 14th as a starting quarterback. He's going to be 37 years old. Everyone knows that. Just drafted another quarterback. Do you see any change in Tom Brady in the way he's preparing? Any extra motivation or hunger, because who knows how much time he has left here?
I think it's really his preparation and his, you know, the way he comes to work and approaches his job has always been incredibly consistent. He's always at the top of his game in that regard. You know, he's going to work hard. He's going to spend a lot of time here. Takes incredible care of his body. He's ready to practice every single day, mentally and physically. And it's a pleasure to coach him. And you know, we're excited to get started out here and work on you know, what we're going to become eventually as the year goes on. But I see the same guy. You know, obviously a very gifted player with a great attitude and great leadership skills and traits, and nothing's really changed.
How was the transition been from Scarnecchia to Guglielmo?
It's been good. Again, Dante deserves every accolade and every kind thing that can be said about him. He's a great coach who I was fortunate to have enough ears to work with that I probably learned, you know, more from him than anybody else that I've been with. And he's a great human being. We're going to miss him in that regard. But you know, I think, you know, that happens a lot in this league, and you gotta you know, move on fast. And Dave has come in and done a really good job of you know, establishing, you know, what he's going to be like. You know, and there'll be a lot of differences and probably some similarities. The players have really grasped his style so far very well, and you know, I really enjoy working with him. I think he's a good addition to our staff, and I'm excited about our entire offensive staff as a whole.
Does the terminology remain the same?
Oh yeah, since Charlie.
Tom looked pretty comfortable out there today. You know, working on the receivers. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the 3 days.
Yeah, everybody was working with everybody. We don't have any units. I mean, there's not a 1, 2, 3. It's just we spin it pretty. Smoothly. I mean, you know, he's in there with different guys, and part of that is, so you know, we're learning a lot of different names and faces right now, and we want our teammates to learn you know, who the other people in the huddle are, and I think it's great for the quarterbacks to do that, but also for the skilled players, the different groups of linemen, different centers. You know, there's a lot of different people working with one another during the course of practice that that really lends itself to us becoming a team, and that's really what we're focused on. And I think a lot of our guys are out there feeling comfortable, having fun. It's always great to come out here and compete and work together as a team to try to improve, and that's what our focus is on.
Can you envision Kimbrough taking that next step forward?
You know, everybody's going to have a chance. You know, opportunity is what we give them, and you know, their role will be determined by what they do, and you know, we'll see how that whole position shakes out along with the rest of the group.
Don't you feel like it'd be easier to get to know everybody if they had jersey numbers?
No, I know them all. I mean, it's easy for me to know who's out there, and yeah, I enjoy it.
It's not easy for us.
I'm sure it's not.
I know you had to go up against Tlaib last year, your offense. What's it like now having to deal with the Revis during practice?
You know, it's certainly he's a great player. You know, we haven't gotten to the point where we've really focused a whole lot of our attention on the other side of the ball in terms of who's doing what. Do we want to stay away from him or throw it somewhere else? We're just kind of challenging everybody over there. He's going to make us better, but our secondary, I think, is really good, and we got a lot of players with a lot of experience and games that have played a lot of good football, and hopefully we'll make them better, and they'll make us better at the same time, working against each other for as many practices as we'll have before the first week of the season.
Good. All right, guys.